jail, nobody buy in. So I feel like this time, the economy, whatever for us, is really bad.
Okay. So what, first of all, what is the value you have on them? I've got
72,150
here.
72,150. And it's 100% residential.
Hold on 1 second.
Yes.
What is that sound?
They're doing the floors.
Okay.
It's 100% residential right now, okay. And the value is 72,150.
Okay, it's classified as residential, and the value is set at 72,150, which is consistent with all of your neighbors. There was a some sort of discount at one time in the system that was put in 2011, but we have no idea why that was in there. But that may have, did that change hers?
Yeah, that changed her because she was at 46.
Yeah,
260, and when we caught this. In the background, we had to take that out.
Yeah. What happened, the reason that you had an increase the way you have is because apparently there was something in the system for some of those properties out there in the assessment system that was like a 30% discount, but nobody knows why that was in there, but the assessor's taking it out. So everybody that had that on there, everybody in the vineyards was up, just like you. But the real question for us, I hope you can understand, what we need to know is, do you think that the $72,150 is above fair market value? In other words, do you think that it's the assessor has overvalued the property?
I didn't have that number. You said 71 what?
72,150 is the assessed valuation. If that's not, I mean, if you feel like that your property is worth more than that, then we don't really have a lot to do on the valuation side, if that's what you're calling about. I just wanted to explain to you why there was an increase, because they took out something that was not supposed to be in the system.
So the car you had her here,
and she's down. Oh, okay. And there were also, after the card went out, there was a percentage decrease in residences. So on your card, it said 77, and it's actually at 72,150. So it's not 77. So it is dropped some.
So how much is going to be increased on the
tax? I don't know of any.
The increase is 55.97. So
no, 56%. She's asking what would it be. If would it increase next year? Is that what you're asking?
The tax, the end of the year, how much going to be?
She's asking how much her taxes.
Oh, how much the total tax would be?
We don't know what the levy will be, but again, when we sent the cards out, based on this, you would be 56% higher on the value. So,
and
however that would go.
I don't really know much about that figure. I don't really understand.
Okay.
My tax would be on this table. They said $784.37.
Okay. So, your assessed value now is $13,710. There is a paper on the assessor's website that shows you how to multiply that by the levy and where to get last year's levy, so you'll know what the difference would be. But I am not allowed to tell you what it would be because I don't know what the new levy will be.
But she's indicated, to give her a rough idea, probably it's going to be about double her tax bill from last year because of the increase, right?
56%.
Yeah, it was like 50.
So you mean over about $800. That is a lot to be increased at 50, from 400 something to be 800 something.
Yeah.
So I work very hard to get my figure to you. If that is not going to work anything, it means you not consider anything that. So is it going to? Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Here's, we're just a citizen board. We're not for the assessor or against the assessor or the taxpayer. We are, we're an independent board that hears tax appeals. So understand there are only certain things we can do, and that we've had these. I mean, this was just apparently, you've been benefiting from this 30% for however many,
since
it's been going for over 10 years. And I don't know when you bought it, of course, but the property itself has been benefiting from this 30% discount that was in the system. We don't know where it came. The assessor's office does
she
not know where it came.
She bought it in 2011.
Since 2011. So the property has been under assessed for several years. And so the assessor has put the value now on the appraised value at $72,150. Again, if you think that that value is more than the market fair market value of your property, we can certainly consider evidence about that. But other than that, we really can't do anything about the percentage increase.
You know what, sir? Yes, you said it increased, but we cannot sell it. Nobody sell it now, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, it cost more than $72,150.
So you have it, in other words, you have it listed at more than that to sell.
But you told me, you know, you said you had said it for $72,150, right?
$72,150 is the appraised value that she has on the property, yes.
Yes.
That's what the tax will be based on. And, you know, with your levy, we don't know exactly, because the levy doesn't get set until after our session ends, so we don't know exactly what that's going to be. I was just trying to give you a rough amount. And most of that is not because of any, there was actually a decrease this year, which you got a benefit on residential property, but more of the issue in your particular case is that for over a decade, that particular property for some reason had a 30% discount with no explanation. And the assessor's office has changed that. And you are not the first person. There are several people in the vineyards that got this same notice. But
I think it's only everybody because we are the same vineyard.
Yeah.
But the thing, so whatever I said to you, I know this doesn't mean anything. It's not take into consideration.
Well, we can't consider. Did you guys see the? The other stuff was. As I said, I apologize, but there's just, and we've had to tell this to many, many people. There's nothing we can do about the percentage increase. When you get sent your card, it tells you that if there's a certain percentage increase, like over 50%, you can have them come out and inspect your property personally. But I don't know that would have changed anything in this case, even if you had seen that and asked for it. So, but in this particular case, we have looked at these properties already, and you are consistent with the other properties that are around you, so I'm not sure how much we can really do for you today unless you've got evidence that your property is overvalued. Okay.
Understand the reality that happened. Oh my goodness! I should have to talk with you before I do all this, because I work so hard, I think for everything. So why did you ask for the expenses?
Somebody asked for the expenses.
You know why they said they want to know my income and expenses information covering 3 years.
Okay.
Commercial property.
It's not.
We don't.
The assessor is shaking her head. She doesn't know who would have asked.
And she's 100% residential. We don't even have her as a
nightly
rental.
That's what they want to see, my income and my expenses.
If you have the property in a nightly rental program, maybe.
But
or
we don't even do that for them.
We
don't do income.
I have it for 3 years.
Okay, hold on. What?
On the application, it does ask for that, but if it's commercial.
And she's not.
Okay, it says that on the bottom, if it's a commercial property, but that doesn't apply to you because you're residential. Okay? So I don't know that that
she
that's
didn't
not,
have to fill that out.
You don't have to fill that out. Okay.
But are you doing it for the commercial for 3 years?
On commercial property, okay. On commercial property, they can do they can value it using an income approach, meaning that they can. But if this is just
does she know your rental is?
Are you saying that you have a rental business with this? In other words, are you renting it on a night short like a nighttime
yes,
rental?
Yes, it's as a rental property for 3 years, 2021, 2022, 2023.
Okay.
That's what they asked to say 3 years.
In 22, 23, but
she quit doing it. We never caught her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That. Mm. But you're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, I quit it because
you couldn't make money. Okay. Right. All right.
Well.
All right. Well, that. Well, that's actually good because then that means that you're still residential. But you got the benefit of that. You should have been partially commercial with the property during the time you were doing that, but you weren't, and that's past years, so we're not going to, I mean, we can't do anything about that anyway. So you're all residential. It's a lower tax rate than commercial. So as long as your 72,150 is not in excess of the fair market value, I mean, you're at the best position you can be. Okay? I'm sorry about the confusion on the.
I don't know why they did like for me to do all that and nothing.
Okay, I understand what that said at the bottom is if you are a commercial entity, but you're not a commercial. You're not a commercial entity, and I.
Well, she's not anymore.
Yeah, she's not anymore. Or you're not.
Yes, I said.